welcome back to that 590 show. Matt Berger and Matt Rocchio alongside John Giamatti, Rudolph behind the dials. We'll be playing a little game throughout the entire show about the Rams saying that they are not going to be selling as many tickets to their single game days because they are trying to enhance the fan experience and try to cover up the fact that nobody really wants to buy their tickets.
Yeah, so we're playing a little game. It's things as transparent as the Rams BS. Go ahead and text them in. Give us a call, 855-282, to give us your own little idea here. I got another one for all you guys out there. This one is things as transparent as the Rams BS. Courtney Love, anytime she happens to hear, smells like Teen Spirit.
Maybe a little bit of guilt whenever she hears that.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. On her face, you can see something pass over. That's all I'm saying.
Joining us right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line is Brian Walton. He's the writer and operator for thecardinalnation.com. You can follow him on Twitter at @B_Walton. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on again, man.
No problem. It's been a long time. We should have you on more often because I know no one knows more about the Cardinals minor league system than you do.
Well, we have a staff of writers in every minor league city in the Cardinals system, all seven of them in the U.S., even the Gulf Coast League, where the rookies start. So, I can't be everywhere, but I've got a great group of people who are at the ball games in the ballparks getting us the latest news on what's happening all over the Cardinals system.
So let's talk about the guy that got the most recent call-up, and that's Luke Voit. Homegrown kid, got to play first base today. He started tonight. He had his first official at-bat last night, and he gets hit by the pitch. Not exactly the way you want to go down, but I'm sure whenever he tells his grandkids, it was going to be a laser line drive down the line.
You know, Luke Voit's a really interesting case because he's a steady in perseverance. He's 26 years old, so he's older than a lot of the guys when they first come up, and he wasn't really much of a prospect. He's a 22nd rounder, and you know, that's not necessarily bad because guys like Carpenter and Rosenthal and Matt Adams are also late round guys, but as late as 2015, Voit had to repeat High A, had to repeat Palm Beach. And that year it sort of clicked for him. He tied the team record in RBI, and then in 2016 he was a Texas League All-Star, won the batting title in Springfield, and then this year, you know, the first month in Memphis, he's, you know, really turned it on, or first 2 months, excuse me, really turned it on, you know, led the team in RBI, and really deserved a chance to get a shot to see what he could do in St. Louis.
And right now he's getting his chance because Mike Matheny's saying that, hey, we need to give Matt Carpenter some days off. We're getting close to the dog days of the Major League Baseball season, so let's bring Luke Voit up and see what he can do.
Yeah, and you know, that's the challenge. The downside of Luke Voit is, in a way, you can think of him as a right-handed hitting Matt Adams. He only plays first base. Can't play outfield, can't play anywhere else. And so his opportunities with St. Louis are going to be like Adams, which is, you know, when Carpenter needs a day off, or they need a pinch hitter in, you know, in a big situation to hopefully drive in some runs. And so, you know, there's not going to be a place for Luke Voit to play every day in St. Louis unless, you know, God forbid something happens to Matt Carpenter.
Right now, who would you say is the best prospect or the top prospect that the Cardinals have outside of, like, you know, Alex Reyes and Carson Kelly?
Well, Luke Weaver is the guy who is number two in our rankings, and he's a guy that, you know, folks have kind of forgotten about because he's had back injuries this year, and when he seems to get some momentum going, then he has a setback physically. But if you look at his numbers at AAA Memphis, Luke Weaver striking out more than a guy in inning, 5-1 strikeout walk ratio, 2.16 ERA through 10 starts. Luke Weaver's a guy that we're going to see help St. Louis very soon. And my suspicion, and this is just a guess, the reason that we saw Mike Myers called up rather than Luke Weaver was they want to keep Luke Weaver ready when they need a starter, whereas Myers, while he's been a starter and has been okay, you know, it doesn't hurt as much to put him in long relief. I think they want to have Luke Weaver ready when they need that next starter.
Do you think Luke Weaver, do you think his future is in the rotation, or do you think he's more suited for the bullpen? Because when they called him up last year and I saw him, I'm like, okay, he looks like, you know, obviously he's a professional athlete, he's in good shape, but he didn't exactly strike me as someone that looks like he could eat up a lot of innings.
You know, folks used to say that about Carlos Martinez too, right?
That's true.
Right, slight of build, he was not going to have the stamina to be a major league starter. I think in all fairness to Luke Weaver, we have to remember that he started last season on the disabled list at High A, came up to Double A, pitched really well, but when he got called up to St. Louis last year in an emergency situation, he had a grand total of one game of experience at Triple A. One game. So you're basically taking a guy who had just pitched maybe 8 games in Double A and threw him into the major league rotation. That's a big job for, you know, a big task for anybody. So those who may have established an opinion of Luke Weaver based on last year probably need to give him a little more chance to develop and show what he can do.
We're a little over a month away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline, and the Cardinals are going to want to make a splash, you know, to get a big bat or a big arm. They're going to have to maybe give up one or two of these prospects. Which prospect do you think could fetch the biggest rate of return, and which prospect would you not trade under no circumstances?
Well, I think we all know that the Cardinals' forte and where they're most recognized is in pitching. And so, you know, the guys that everybody wanted last year, Alex Reyes, secondarily Luke Weaver. Now, Reyes is hurt this year, so he's not available. Certainly, Weaver is a guy that they would call about. There's a 21-year-old named Jack Flaherty who just joined Memphis a couple starts ago, has all kinds of great potential. Then we got the hard thrower, Sandy Alcantara, who's down in Springfield, can throw 101. So, you know, when teams talk to the Cardinals, they're going to talk primarily about their pitchers. Now, if they made Carson Kelly available, I'm sure every team in the major leagues would like to have him. But I think, you know, we've seen with Molina's increased age and, you know, kind of a downturn in performance that the Cardinals would be very wise to hold on to Carson Kelly because it's hard to develop a good catcher.
What have you heard about Sandy Alcantara getting the control back? I heard that, like you said, he's hitting triple digits, you know, steadily on the gun, but the control so far has been an issue. What have you heard about him being able to get those pitches under control?
Well, that's exactly right. That's his challenge. And again, a young guy pitching at Double A for the first time. So, you know, we may have got a little spoiled that, you know, set the expectations high because he looks so good in spring training when we saw him on TV. But, you know, he just needs more development time. He does not have the control yet, you know, to be a major leaguer. Now, the key for him is going to be at some point in time the Cardinals have to make a decision which of these guys are going to be starters and which of those guys are going to be relievers. And you got a guy who can throw 101. You know, temptation is like they did with Trevor Rosenthal. You know, put him in the bullpen. In that case, you know, maybe it's less important to be a pitcher and you can come in and be more of a thrower, which says, you know, go get these three outs and just blow fastballs right by him.
Brian Walton from the CardinalNation.com joining us right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line. You can follow him on Twitter at @B_Walton. What has been your impression of Paul DeJong so far in his limited Major League Baseball experience?
Yeah, Paul DeJong has pretty much delivered on what his portfolio has been. A guy who can hit the ball at times for power, is a good defender, but not a great defender. You know, the Cardinals did an unusual thing with him, moving him from third base to shortstop. Usually it's the other way around. And I'm not sure that Paul DeJong necessarily is going to be a long-term starter, but he certainly looks like a guy who could be a better Greg Garcia as that do-everything infield guy, not too far down the road. You know, his challenge is he strikes out more than you'd like and he walks less than you'd like. And again, maybe just a little more experience. He doesn't have that many at-bats at AAA, so if he ends up having to go back down there when Colton Wong comes back, it wouldn't be the end of the world for his development.
A few weeks ago, the Major League Baseball, they had their 2017 draft. The Cardinals did not have a draft pick until the third round, and in that third round they selected Scott Hurst, a center fielder out of California. What do you know about him?
Well, he's a guy that seems like so many outfielders that the Cardinals have gotten in the past. He does a lot of things really well, but he's not a standout in any. He can hit for some power. He can run. He really only had one good year, though. You know, until this last year, his junior year, he hadn't really been on prospect radar. And so, you know, it's not like we're probably going to be talking about Scott Hurst as the next Bryce Harper or the next Mike Trout. You know, maybe he's going to be the next Harrison Bader or the next John Jay or that, which isn't bad, but, you know, it's such a different. I was just looking at the Gulf Coast League Cardinals roster today. That's the lowest level in the U.S. They just started their season today. Last year, they had 5 draft picks of the Cardinals taken in the top 3 rounds. Delvin Perez, Dylan Carlson, Dakota Hudson, you know, they had a bunch of guys that were, you know, really big name prospects, and not most of them have moved up high in the system now. You know, there's nobody like that this year. So, you know, it was important that the Cardinals went out and spent some money in the international market because while they've got some players in the draft, the guy that's generated the most draft out of the Cardinals buzz class, the most buzz out of the Cardinals draft class is the guy they took way down in the 15th round. So, I mean, that tells you something right there.
Other top prospects that hasn't so far received a September call-up, who do you think is the most likely?
Well, I think Harrison Bader, the outfielder, who was drafted at the same time as DeJong, you know, just one round apart, and Sierra kind of jumped past Bader this year because they had, you know, they had Need in center field, and he, you know, he's a better fit there. But I think Harrison Bader still has a major league, his, you know, future ahead of him. A guy that, you know, we can't completely overlook is Patrick Wisdom, who's been around a long time, but you know, he was hitting pretty well. He's been hitting pretty well in Memphis as well, and, you know, if they need another bat, he might be another guy they call on.
I'm excited to see Jack Flaherty if he ever gets the call-up. I'd be really intrigued to see what he can do.
Yeah, and Jack Flaherty, like I said, he's only 21 years old. He's only had, you know, a handful of starts at the AAA level now. And so the problem, the challenge with any of these guys is to bring them up, even in September, they have to be put on the 40-man roster. And when the 40-man roster is full, you have to take somebody off. And, you know, the Cardinals are going to have a challenge trying to decide which of these young guys they want to put on the roster this year, because Jack Flaherty is not required to be put on the roster to be protected from Rule 5 for a few more years down the road. So, you know, but all these guys have an opportunity to get their name at the front of the line by playing well in the second half and making it impossible for the Cardinals to not bring them up.
And it sounds like Jack Flaherty's kind of been on the trajectory. Like you just said, he's recently been added to AAA Memphis. Do you see, is he the one that's kind of on that trajectory to get to the major leagues in September?
Well, yeah, I think it'll be a numbers game in terms of whether they bring Flaherty up or not. You know, if Weaver is still down there and Marco Gonzalez, who's a guy, you know, we kind of forget about, but Marco Gonzalez is pitching pretty well too in Memphis. Weaver and Gonzalez and Myers, you know, there's a bunch of guys in the pecking order that are kind of ahead of Flaherty. So it's going to depend on, you know, where the Cardinals are in an injury situation. And frankly, you know, where are they in the standings? Because they don't generally like to bring guys up to just sit there. And, you know, if you're in the middle of a tight pennant race, you know, you're going to be more reluctant to bring up a bunch of young guys, whereas if they're, you know, 10 games out in the standings or something, then you say, hey, you know, let's open the floodgates and bring as many of these guys up as we can.
But could you see a scenario where maybe they'll, like you said, bring up more? If, let's say the Cubs, they go on that run and they just start to run away with the division. And, in the Central, if you're not going to win the division, you're not going to make the playoffs. It's looking like the two wild card teams are going to come out of the NL West. Could you see a scenario where maybe they're going to be like, yeah, you know what, let's just see what these kids can do. Let's bring them up.
That's certainly a scenario. That's not one that anybody wants to discuss and think about because
sure.
It's been so long.
You're right.
Since the Cardinals have, you know, gone into the final month with nothing to play for. But you're right. The wild card looks like pretty much an impossibility at this point. And it's a matter of whether they can win the Central. And as we've seen so far, you know, they don't have a winning record against any of the other four teams in the division. So, well, I guess they do against Pittsburgh. I take that back. But Pittsburgh's the only one of the other teams in the division they have a winning record against. So, you know, until they can prove that they can beat the Cubs and they can beat the Brewers and even the Reds regularly, you know, they're not going to, there's no way mathematically they could win that division almost.
Brian Walton, we appreciate your time as always this evening, sir. We look forward to having you on again as we get closer to the September call-ups.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Brian. That is Brian Walton, writer and operator for thecardinalnation.com. You can follow him on Twitter at @B_Walton. Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Jeff Gordon from STLtoday.com. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.